In the name of Jesus, amen. The truly great Lutheran musician Felix Mendelssohn composed an oratorio called St. Paul. It's a significant hour and a half work that tells the story of how God turned Saul into Paul. But the high point, musically, of the whole oratorio follows what God did on the Damascus Road. At that point, Mendelssohn writes about 4 minutes of stunningly beautiful choral music, in which we hear over and over again a gentle cascading of these words. See what love, see what love, see what love hath the Father, that he calls us to be his children. I believe it is one of the most powerful moments in all of music, in which the singers and the listeners are given time to contemplate about Paul, but even more about such love for them. Today's text is about such love lavished on you, cascading all over you from eternity to eternity. And our Lord Jesus Christ admonishes you in today's text to abide in that love. Now, to abide means to remain stable or fixed in a state, to continue in a place. Well, of course, that's where we want to remain and be fixed. Is that not right? But as Dr. Norman Nagel says, a text is not just about what Jesus wants us to receive of him, but it is also about what would stand in the way of receiving him. With that in mind, let's look for a few moments about abiding in the boundless love of our God. First, it must be said that everything that we know about love, we learn from God. That is the first and most important clue about how to abide in him. How has he said? He will abide with us and in us. Martin Luther paraphrased Christ's words, and then he added some of his own, in a 1537 sermon that answers questions about abiding in this love. These are Christ's words through Luther. He says, just pay attention to my word. Everything depends on whether my word remains in you. That is, whether you believe and confess the articles taught in the Children's Creed, which is the Apostles' Creed. If you remain faithful to this and are ready to stake all on it, to forsake all rather than accept a different doctrine or works, if you thus remain in the Word, then I remain in you, and you in me, and then our roots are intertwined. Then we are joined, so that my words and your heart have become one. You will see in yonder life how I did abide. Now, however, you can grasp and comprehend it in no other way than that you have my word, that you are washed in my blood by faith, and that you are anointed and sealed with my spirit. Therefore, your whole life and all your deeds are acceptable and nothing but good fruit. Sounds so simple, even easy, according to those words. And in a way, it is. Because it's not about our ability to abide. And we're certainly not left on our own. But this is really rather about the loved ones clinging to pure love. As he makes abiding not only possible through his means of grace, but he makes it a perfect joy for his children. Jesus said, I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. As long as we're clinging, we're abiding, and the result is joy. It's win, win, win for the children. While abiding, we ask our Lord for such good things as we just sang a few moments ago. Oh, grant that nothing in my soul may dwell but thy pure love alone. Oh, may thy love possess me whole, my joy, my treasure, and my crown. All coldness from my heart remove, my every act, word, thought, be loved. Our abiding flows from his blessed water over us, from his words of life that have power and sustain us, from his glorious, strengthening, and preserving feast, where he fills us with perfect love. That's the kind of power that turns Sauls into Pauls, the kind of power that warms even our cold, often frigid hearts toward our neighbor. It's the kind of power that transforms our sad, meager, paltry acts into good and acceptable fruit. See what love? See what love? See what love hath the Father that he calls us to be his children. I think I can speak for the children when I say, Lord, unite our thankful hearts to thee and reign without a rival there. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.